Waking up is never easy, especially when our lives are so full of being told what to do, say, and expect. Now is the time to see the truth of your own reality and step into your own power. It is important to share the plain, simple truth about what is really essential in our daily lives and how to adapt to a higher consciousness. Every week on Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas will share guidance and tips that will help you navigate the matrix, leading you to a far more rewarding and whole life without losing your mind. Together, we can make a difference and allow others to see that unconditional love is the way forward and can truly influence the way we live today. And now, the host of Ask Dino Radio, Dean Thomas.
Oh, hi, good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are in the world. Pleasure to be here this evening. I'm joined this evening with my very special guest, Mary Donnellan from Ireland. But what I'd like to do first is, as I usually do, is to talk about what's been going on the last few days. Wow, what a surge and change of energies we've had. Incredible. I know myself, I've woken up this morning with this beautiful, loving energy around me. And I think it's very poignant today that we're talking about how our angels really do protect us and watch over us. And on that note, I'm going to introduce my beautiful guest from Ireland, Mary. How are you this evening, Mary?
Hi, Dean. I'm great, thank you. It's great to be here.
How was your day in Ireland?
Day was beautiful, sunny, warm and summery. And my own day was just nice, peaceful, calm and lovely.
Perfect, perfect. So, yes, as I was saying earlier, I mean, the energies, how they've changed in the last, this week, this last 24 hours even, this air of love, this is the only way that I can describe it. How is it with you?
My week has been a fun, real fun week, a huge change around the love, yes, well, I always feel it, but I didn't feel the extreme love this week, but high energy, fun. It was my birthday, and some of the astrologers would say that your birthday is your new year, and most definitely my birthday was high. I haven't been that happy and full of fun in a long, long time.
Oh, that's beautiful. Happy birthday, belated happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Good. So, let's talk about how our angels really protect us. I know that there are many, many people out there that talk. There are many gifted spiritual beings, I suppose, that talk to us about our angels, how they are around us, how we should ask for guidance and things like this. I know what I do every day, ask for guidance from my angels and from my higher self and from those that are watching over me. But I know there's lots more to this topic that I'm sure that you're going to share with us.
Yes, well, no more than everybody else. I didn't know about the angels until 2007. Like when we were in school, we had an angel prayer, but that was about it. And we had Angel Gabriel in the Bible and the stories and that. But 2007, I was looking for a job in the newspaper and this advert jumped off the page at me, A Day with Your Angels. And to me at that time, well, heaven, I wanted to know what was up there. I knew there was a connection and I knew we went somewhere and mediums would be on the radio and I'd hear them. And I was, so drawn to them. So I thought I'd go along because I thought it was my granny I was going to be connecting with on the day. So I did get a bit of a shock because the lady there was talking about all these angels and they all had different names that I had never heard of before. But we did a meditation, which I didn't know was meditation either, and that went well. I could see in my mind's eye what happened. But the big draw to me that day were the angel cards. She had them on an altar, a little altar in the middle of the floor, and we could choose them any time we liked. And they all made sense to me. Mm-hmm. And that was all I did with her. I went off and I bought my own deck of angel cards, and that was it. I fell in love with them and just started working with them myself, and going with the flow and learning, and my curiosity drove me then. If something came up in a card and I didn't know what it meant, I'd go on the internet, and then I was on Facebook and I connected with different people, learned more and more and more. And they really are around us all the time. And then the messages started coming, the synchronicities and the numbers. Numbers were big with me because I was in accounts all my life. So my first number was 9/11. Mm-hmm. And like, it was after the tragedy in New York. So, but I knew it wasn't bad, but I didn't know it was connected to the angels. I was using my cards and these numbers. I see the number at the same time every morning, of course, on my card, but outside the same house, going to school with my child. And it didn't matter how much traffic there was or how little traffic there was, I'd end up same house at the same time, 9/11, every day. Mm-hmm. So since that, I'm friendly with the girl in the house. And I just met her in a car park one day and we started talking, and we had mutual interest in the angels. So it's just unreal. So it just escalated from there, reading the cards and going on Doreen Virtue's page. And there was a tab on her Facebook page back then in 2009, we'll say. That's when my world turned upside down, 2009, and I read the angels. So I used to practice on Doreen Virtue's page. They'd be looking for a reading, Doreen, but she could never be given readings there. She was too busy. So the rest of us would practice. And I just, they were saying I was spot on. So went from there.
So there's no such thing as a coincidence then. Everything has a divine meaning and a divine purpose.
Absolutely no such thing as a coincidence, and I'd argue with that with anyone. Everything is divinely orchestrated, definitely. Mm-hmm. And it's unreal. I wrote that little book then, Coincidences or Are They?
Yeah.
And of course, they tricked me into that. Mm-hmm. Because I just had an idea. I would put on a workshop for the local people. Mm. And I printed out leaflets, not leaflets, but a little workbook for everybody. And then I started panicking. I said, how am I going to hold people in a room for 2 hours talking about signs and synchronicity? So I didn't advertise it big time. Mm. So I printed it out and I had it on my table, and I was thinking, well, I could put that into a little workbook anyway, just to have and share it around at some stage. So some of my friends publishing books, and I was listening to them, and they were telling me the websites they were publishing on. So of course I went rooting on that. And in the meantime, I had a distant healing with a girl, and she was healing. And then she brought in a message from Spirit, mm-hmm. Asking me, had I my book written yet?
Wow.
So I started laughing when I said, I haven't got my major book written yet. That's to come years down the line, but I have a little one here. So I published it, just self-published, and it's only 45 pages long, but it's some of my journey and some of the synchronicities and numbers and loved ones coming through as well, and just a little, because an awful lot of people that I would be dealing with, say in Ireland, the Catholic Church wouldn't have been into this. Yeah. You know, they'd say you don't connect with loved ones in spirit or that. So I just kept it short and simple. Mm-hmm. And I got the go ahead, and I was told, yes, it's fine the way it is.
Mm. So there is this, let's say, the gray area of let's say religion, the Catholic Church particularly, that talk about Archangel Gabriel, mm-hmm. and they frown upon the use of angel, or they frown upon the use of, let's say, mediumship or psychic abilities to communicate with our loved ones on the other side.
Yeah.
Is this their hocus pocus, or is this something very tangible that they're talking about?
It goes back so far. I don't know how it started, but it kind of brought a fear energy into it. Mm-hmm. But most people, I think now the Catholic Church know better. Mm. But I don't know how it started, and I don't know why it started. Mm. But maybe witches long ago, you know, as far back as they were burned at the stake for connecting. Maybe it goes back to there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I know people I meet are hugely open to connecting with their loved ones, and they know they are there helping them. Like, not so much the angels, there are the small group who are into the angels, but definitely the loved ones. The minute you mention them, yes, I know my granny is with me, I know my mom is with me, whoever. Yep. So they're very open to that.
Yep. So, I mean, the way that our angels protect us on a day-by-day basis or guide us is important for us on this spiritual awakening or this ascension journey that we're on. When we finally decide to move on to this path of, I don't like to say righteousness, or the right path, I suppose, is the right terminology. Mm. And I think it's very hard for, it was particularly very difficult for me to grasp this concept of angels and spirit guides around me before I woke. I'm always intrigued when I'm going, you know, I don't meditate on a daily basis. My meditation is walking by a river. So I believe meditation can be done anywhere.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think I touched on the subject of numbers with Liana last week, that about how we're seeing, I think it's when we are awake, we're seeing these numbers because we're open to receiving information. We're open to receiving confirmation, affirmation, or guidance from the spirit world or from spirit.
Yes.
It's how can I describe this? It's how does one really have confidence or faith in knowing that we're watched over?
Well, me personally, I couldn't not have faith because they have shown me. Oh, there's the music.
We'll carry on after the break.
Okay.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Oh, you got to love those adverts, eh?
Yeah. Exactly.
So as we were saying before the break, how does one have confidence? I know that I have confidence and I know I believe, but think of our listeners. How would they for sure know or feel confident that somebody's watching over them or protecting them or their angels are there looking after them and things like this?
Well, they could ask, talk to whoever they talk to, even if it's loved ones, angels, spirit guides, whoever they talk to, ask for signs, ask for confirmation, and you will be sent. You'll be sent coincidences, synchronicities, conversations, billboards, numbers, documentaries, anything. They will help your hearing and your seeing. Like for me, it was the cards first. And then my world turned upside down and massive fear. And I went to a counsellor and picked my counsellor. And what, she in the corner on the angel card. I couldn't believe it. So at the end of every session, I would choose an angel card and it would be exactly what we had been talking about. So, I mean, that was only the beginning. Wow moments. Just ask them for wow moments and they will send them to you.
Yeah.
And from there, then an angel shop opened up in that town. And I went talking to the girl and we had this deep conversation. Why are we here? And I said, I think I'm here to do something to do with family tree ancestors.
Yeah.
And she said, there's an ancestral healing meditation taking place up the road next Wednesday night. Like, you know how that you couldn't just, that had to be divinely orchestrated.
Mm.
So off I went to the meditation group, thinking it was meditation. And ancestral healing, so we connected with our ancestors. And I was surprisingly good at it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the night, I didn't realize that the meditation facilitator was also a medium. And my granddad arrived with a message for me.
Oh, wow.
And that sent me off on, they don't give you straight messages, they give you puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a puzzle to figure out.
Yeah.
And it just escalated from there. I couldn't not have faith at this stage in the way it just all flowed for me, one thing after another, after another, after another. And so just ask and you will receive. And, you know, some people ask for specific signs. I don't. I'm open to anything that comes my way. And I just go, wow. But if you do want to ask for a specific sign, ask to see a butterfly, ask to see two birds, ask to see a robin, whatever your sign is, and you'll get it. But don't keep going around looking and waiting. Just let it come. It'll come when you least expect it.
Yeah, I think that's the underlying message is, you know, I know when I'm asking for guidance, particularly when I'm making a decision, a personal decision, if I feel in myself that it's the right decision to make, but I'm looking for not external confirmation, but to support my decision.
Yeah.
And I do ask for a specific sign, and I always give me a specific sign for yes or a specific sign for no.
Right.
And there are normally things that these are things that I don't see on a daily basis. And much like you just described, I've many a time watched a documentary and bang, there's the sign there.
Yes,
there's the confirmation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it doesn't take the decision-making process away and it doesn't make the decision process any easier. Yeah. It's this comfort or this knowing that you are being watched over. I know when I've spoken to mediums and psychics and they've, even on my show, previous shows, that they're actually looking in my room and I'm saying, well, this is impossible, but it's, you know, or they're saying, you know, I remember one occasion when I was talking to a dear soul sister of mine and she was seeing these images of a hill and bees, a bee's nest and a river or a waterfall. And in my back garden was several molehills outside my front door is a very small bee's nest. And I walk every day by a river, which has got a waterfall on it. So, you know, there are some very, very gifted individuals out there that are able to connect to spirit and connect to the higher dimensions and give us answers. Mm-hmm. And again, it is really down to our own personal belief. And
yes.
Once we begin to open our minds and our hearts, more importantly, our hearts to this higher dimension or the higher dimensions, we lift ourselves or we rise ourselves above the 3D or 4D that we currently live in.
Yeah,
and exactly. I'm a strong ambassador that what we're trying to achieve is bringing this 5D and above into our 3D reality to take away these, to really put our ego into check. because our ego is the biggest, I say, the destroyer of man. The ego is the destruction of man. And that's, you know, this is what we need to put to rest.
Yeah. And the fear. Yes. Fear is a big one.
Mm. And fear, you know, fear, I was talking to my daughter just before the show, and she was saying that she's not afraid to dance in front of 10,000 strangers, but she's afraid to dance in front of her mother and father and brothers and sisters. And it's like, hold on, why is this? What are you afraid of? And it's really confidence, self-confidence. But these day-to-day things that we do, I know when people trigger us or there's a situation that triggers us, we are challenged to find a solution, but to find a peaceful solution and a loving solution. And I think this is one of the reasons why we should be very aware of our guides and our angels around us, because it's just love energy.
Yes, absolutely. And the angel energy is gentle energy. They say you can be assertive gently and calmly. You don't have to be aggressive.
Yep.
So it's lovely, lovely energy. And then, I mean, the ancestors and the ascended masters, Jesus, Mary, Mary Magdalene, all those bring courage and strength because they walk the earth, and they're the ones that are deeply with us, giving us the courage and the strength in our very hard times.
Mm. I mean, that's the energy that I felt this morning. And I described it in today. I've been, let's say, crazy. I've written several articles. I've made several videos, and certain videos that I made weren't. The video was out of sync with the voice, so I just turned it into a voice message. Mm-hmm. And what I got from that was that this message is for people to listen to, not for people to watch. It's for them to close their eyes and actually listen to what is being said. Yes. And I think I remember, I think one of your card readings recently was about listening.
It was the last twin one, yeah. It was.
And it is important because we've suddenly immersed ourselves into a very busy lifestyle. And, you know, we actually, well, most people that are, let's say asleep, I don't like to use the word asleep. Most people are stuck in their 9-to-5 job, and this 9-to-5 job actually is 6-to-6 job. Mm-hmm. There's no free time. And one of the sad things about the way that we live today is that we really don't make time for ourselves. And yes. I do believe strongly that this ascension journey, awakening process, we need to really spend time alone. We need to really get in touch with ourselves and allow our guides and the angels to come and show us or speak to us and show us what we are supposed to be doing for the right path.
Yes, the quiet time is calm, peaceful time, and we need it. No radio, no nothing, even for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And let your thoughts come in. Let your mind empty. Don't be thinking of what you have to do tomorrow or that just daydream. And that's, you'll get your thoughts and ideas that way. In the bath, nearly asleep, you'll get your ideas that way. It's amazing what comes through when you're quiet and calm and open to receiving.
Mm-hmm.
But we need that quiet time, not your time off, not spent watching telly.
Total disconnection from society, throw the telephone in the back seat of the car and just go.
Yeah. Even now, a lot of people can't do that for a long space of time, but everybody can find an hour to go out into nature or even to sit in your sacred space at home with everything turned off. Out the back garden, down under the tree, at the back garden, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make the time for yourself. You're worth it.
Well, that's taking back your own power, isn't it? You're actually taking control of your life, your existence, your being, your soul, and you're allowing that to breathe, and you're allowing that to, you're allowing your mind to process what needs to be processed. Yeah. And as soon as your mind stops processing what it is, and this is one of the biggest things that man is also unable to do very well, is to stop his mind from thinking.
Yes.
You go into a quiet space. You go into this, I call it between sleep. In a in a dozing state, so to speak. And this is when I find most of my messages coming through. Yeah. Most of the connection with past life memory, most of the images that I receive are in between that state. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very important. This is what I teach for to my students, is that you have that quality time. You shut everything off. You go away. You do nothing. And you just, you sit with yourself. And when you start to get frustrated with yourself, this is when you start to challenge yourself. This is when you look in the mirror and you start to ask yourself questions of yourself. And looking deeper inside at what you're doing, where you're going, why you're doing it. And you're looking at then your character traits. And I know that the angels are very good at showing us what's come from the past into the current incarnation, so to speak, and what needs to be processed.
And the work with, like, we would be working through past lives now, but many people wouldn't really understand this. Mm-hmm. But when new people come on stream having an angel card reading for the first time, they will show them what's going on in their life at the moment, what they need to focus on, and how to go about it in a more gentle and calm way. Mm-hmm. And then as they move forward, then the past life recollection may come. And some people even don't link the two. But as we go forward, the past lives are becoming more and more prominent, and we're getting the picture that we were here before, and we're here to tie up loose ends, and we're here to grow further. And it's just an amazing journey, really.
Well, absolutely. I mean, past lives for me are something that I've studied for 25 years, and it's really incredible, especially when you're talking to traditional counselors or traditional psychologists. We'll carry on after this beautiful 2 minutes of music and sounds.
Okay.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on Om Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, here we are back again. In the madhouse, I suppose, as people would call it, the madhouse.
It's great. I love being in the madhouse.
Well, we have to be crazy to make change. I think that's one of the famous expressions. This is one of the pictures that I posted this week, that if we're crazy enough to make change, we will force change. And this is, you know, it's not forcing change. It's a natural change that everyone is tired of. Everyone I know anyway is tired of this mess, this disorganized chaos, we just want peace. We want love. We want to cherish our day-to-day life and existence. We want to live our lives in peace and harmony. And, you know, going back to past lives, we are being shown. I know those that are new to the awakening process and going through what they're going through, the dark night of the soul and all of this other wonderful things that we've gone through. And, you know, how, when we are shown past lives, or if we go into a past life regression, for example, how we can see these patterns repeating in this lifetime.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
You know, so how does one ask for guidance from angels, for example?
Just speak in your mind. That's it. Call in, like, you could call on your own guardian angel if you want, even though we don't know the name of our guardian angel, and just say, please help me, show me a sign you're here. One, understand.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming above. Now, and also, as I say, work with your loved ones in spirit. Like, you don't have to call on just angels, you can call on your mother, father, granny, whoever, and ask them for a sign, because they come through in the same way, sending the signs as well.
Okay,
so just ask.
So we can say, okay, if we're asking for guidance, or show us a sign, is this what you're saying?
Yeah. Now, guidance, I suppose, you know, if you're looking for guidance on, say, what job to go for, or that, it's just a matter of, they will work with you in this calm state. If you're getting yourself in a flap and you're fearful and you're all fussed up over this job or not getting the job or where is it, all that, you're not going to hear your guidance. You've got to come to this place of calm. And mm-hmm. that's how they work with you. Mm-hmm. And breathe. Breathing is very important. Deep breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. And that calms you. And it's amazing the guidance that it will get. You'll start seeing differently
mm-hmm.
the situation, and it won't be as fearful, frustrating, or as big as you thought it was. And it's all about calming yourself, and then they will work with you when you're calm, because you can't hear them when you're in a flap.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the expression "don't make a mountain out of a molehill" springs to mind here.
Yeah. Yeah, and we do. I mean, I did. I was the greatest devil myself until I learned all this, and I was full of fear, and I was trying to mind everybody else and stop things blowing up between other people, trying to rescue everybody and trying to keep calm and peace within everybody. But I had myself in a turmoil.
Yep.
And that day with the angels started it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have no clue what it was starting, but the cards were a great help.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, like that, if you feel you want to buy a deck of cards, go that route. Whatever your thoughts are, let your curiosity drive you forward. But mm-hmm. and your interests and your path. And that's how they work with you as well. You know, they just give you the drive.
Sure. I mean, so when you're reading cards, are you reading the messages from the cards that are written on the cards, or are you interpreting the pictures and the images, or are you feeling through your intuition?
Yeah, a bit of everything. And, like, it depends on who I'm reading for as well. I will ask questions and we'll hit on what's going on in their life through the card. And mm-hmm. then they'll give me a bit of information and I know whether to go on a deeper level with them, or what way the message is coming in, because that's what I learned in the meditation group. I was there for more reasons than one.
Yeah.
I had my cards at home and I'd be reading them and working myself and whatever. And then I would go to the meditation group and 20 people would be telling us what their meditations were. mm-hmm. and the pictures they were getting was in them. And then the facilitator would be teaching them more and going on a deeper level than what they saw. And next thing I would say, ha ha, there's another meaning to that card.
Mm-hmm.
So they were teaching me deeper meanings to the cards without, you know, very easily.
Yeah.
So, and then I experienced so much of the cards myself on all the different levels that I can zone in on any level at this stage. Mm-hmm. But I do, me personally, I do have to have some of the information from the client
mm-hmm.
to know where we're at and what's going on.
For sure, for sure. I mean, if you know, so for the newbies out there that are looking for guidance and signs, you know, it's interpreting signs. So my take on all of this is that if we're seeing repetitive signs or let's say repetitive numbers. We're going around in a circle like a headless chicken, and we're seeing these numbers, and we don't know what to make of them. Is this a time when one would reach out to someone like yourself to get some guidance?
Well, possibly, yeah. Or like, it depends on each person. Straight away, me personally, what I would have done would be go on the internet. What does this mean?
Yeah,
it's your curiosity. What way you get your information. Some people will go to a book looking for it. Some people will Google it. Some people will go to YouTube. It's yourself. It's your own intuition and it's your own inner knowingness that will guide you to how to find out what this means. See, there's so many different ways of getting to the same place.
Yeah, yeah. It's interpretation, isn't it, really?
Yeah, yeah. It's your own intuition, trusting yourself and trusting your gut feeling.
Yeah.
And trusting your passion and your drive and your curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And that will get you the interpretations from whatever you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. So how do our angels really support us on our journey? Are they there to give us encouragement? Are they there to, we can't say pat us on the back, but they obviously they obviously give us signs or occasions when we do know that this is something far greater than what we have in this reality. You know, when something very, very special happens, or something just happens out of the blue, and we call it a miracle, an aha moment, for example. It's this, you know, the science says there are coincidences. We say there are no coincidences. And if you read people like Einstein and people, Tesla, for example, everything is energy. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that everything is energy. And, you know, our mood, our thoughts, our actions are all to do with energy. What we transmit is what we're going to receive back.
Yeah.
And if we're having a really bad day, I mean, this is something that I have a chuckle with my students on a day by day basis is, if you wake up in the morning and you bang your foot and you hurt yourself, unless you release that what you've incurred on your that injury, or you release that frustration or pain, you're going to be sure to have a really bad day, and that's going to continue throughout your day. So it's what I try to encourage them to do is to release anything, process it, and then release anything that's really affecting them, you know, affecting their vibration. And I know that many times that you can walk into a room and you can really sense the energy, and you call upon the angels, you call upon your guys to really come down and protect you, and to wrap their, let's say, their bubble around you, their cloaks of protection. And this is something that I've learned to do in the last year or so, is to when I do walk into a room and I feel that, oh, I don't really want to be here, type of energy, or there's something really not nice going on in the group or room, is to call upon that protection, that shield. Is this something that is common?
I would have done that. Definitely. And I tell my clients about it and how to do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely in the spiritual and angel community, yes, it would be very well known. Now, me personally, at the very beginning, when I was in the dark night of the soul and I had to walk into situations that I didn't want to walk into and speak my truth, I would call on Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
And unbelievable, one particular day, called on him. And I said, like, you can call them, but you are in the physical body and you have to walk in there and you have to speak the truth. But the sign for me on that particular day was a dark sky. It had rained, and next thing, there was a rainbow just before I walked in.
Mm.
And it settled me. That was his sign to me.
Yep.
But it calmed me. It took the fear away, just knowing that there was a greater being with you and that they were going to help you speak the words that you needed to speak. But as I say, you still have to walk in there and do your job yourself. But it is great peace and comfort that there's a higher realm helping you.
Oh, for
sure. So there was a sign on that particular day. And I went, oh, thank you.
There's your confidence booster, yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah. So they are most definitely, and it's just tools. And I think actually, you know, until you get strong, you use the tools. But when you do get strong and you feel nothing can stop you, I know they're with you all the time, and you walk out the door and you know Archangel Michael is standing beside you, that nothing can knock you anyway, and you don't have to do the bubble around you. Just, hi, Michael, I know you're with me. Off we go.
Yep.
I'm strong and you're with me.
Yep. It's like what I like about this feeling, particularly this feeling today, and it is a feeling, and this is one of the things is that you do sense or feel this change in energy. You feel the presence of something that's not you can't explain what it is, but you just feel it, and your higher self or your channel is open full blast, and you're just really full of information, and we'll continue.
Okay.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book? Or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
I shall start my barbecue very shortly. Well, summer is here. It's been the weather here has been very difficult. But it's been very strange. Everything around here has been very, very strange. I think everywhere around the world is very strange. And you know, the shifts in energies. we see every day through social media the way that the world is waking up. And one of the most important things I believe that we as, let's say, light workers, as spiritual leaders, or whatever we want to, whatever we are, whoever we are, it's encouraging people to share love. And that message of love is the most important thing, is really to push away these fears, to push away the structures, the templates that have been established, firmly established in society today, all of these belief patterns and everything. The only thing that can overcome this is love, pure love. And I know John Lennon, I mentioned John Lennon's name last week. John Lennon's message was to promote peace, love. And unfortunately, what happened. And, you know, like I said in my video today, can you imagine anybody approving a football stadium, 150,000 seater football stadium, being full of people who want to talk about love? I don't believe that gathering would be allowed to go ahead. And that's where we really need to encourage others to share love. And this is, you know, I'm from the UK. I would never live in the UK again in my life because of what I've witnessed and how things, the values of society has changed drastically. And I know that the younger generation, the 20 to 25 year olds that are waking now, and they're waking full of these conscious efforts to change.
Yeah.
Who do they look to for guidance? And this is, you know, us as an older generation can say, okay, we can call upon our guides, we can call upon our angels. And it's very, very difficult to explain this to the younger generation unless they're really open to receiving this information. How would you guide, let's say, a 20 to 25 year old person on angels?
Yeah, they're very old. The 20 to 25. I actually had a girl say myself, and she actually for an angel card reading, she was hugely open. But on a broader scale, I don't know, because I have to learn it myself. I don't get many of them,
yep.
But I know they're more open than we are, and they haven't the same baggage as we had.
Mm-hmm.
I think, well, of course, the ones that I know are finding their way, and they're doing an awful lot of laughing and fun stuff, and they are following their passions, and they just don't seem to have any fear.
Mm.
But I know there are the other ones then that are in turmoil.
Mm.
And I don't know. There are groups I know with people that I know in them that are actively helping on that score.
Yeah.
But for me as an angel card reader at this stage, I just don't know. I don't know where I fit in, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we certainly... From the guys that I speak to and teach and help through this journey, is mainly the 35 plus that have really got 50 lifetimes worth of baggage that they're carrying, and as well as what they've dealt with in this lifetime. And like you said, I don't think this younger generation are as lost as what we are, or we were, or we are. And it's almost as like we're the snowplow. We're leading the way forward, and they're quickly lapping this up. And one of the things that I'm conscious of is this big gap on closing that gap, that generation gap. Because we're carrying, or we're processing lots and lots and lots, maybe from what's happened in the last 50 or 60 years, whatever. Mm. And this younger generation don't have that. Fortunately, they don't have that baggage to clear. And, you know, I'm often asking Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael to help me to cut these cords and these ties and this to release this energy back and to heal what I can only say are tears in my soul. But I do know that the younger ones, particularly the 25, 26 year olds, they don't seem to be, they have this, I don't give two hoots attitude for some reason.
Yeah.
They have very little fear, and they're very brave.
Yeah.
But I do, what I do feel about that generation is that it's very, very blasé. It's like they don't have any responsibility. But I know when I was that age, I had a lot of responsibility. I was on a quest. I was on a quest to do something or to achieve something. And I still don't know to this day what my quest is. I just trust that I'm on the right path and I'm doing the right thing. And you know, it's really to my message to the younger generations tonight is to let them know that we are clearing this path. We are clearing the negativity or the darkness that's been in our history, and we're trying to make this planet a better place to live. And the only way we can do that is to help humanity, especially us light workers who are purging so much, not only from our own twin souls, especially that are purging lots of things from their own karmic past, but they're also clearing a lot of energies and templates for the collective. And you know, it is important that we have these new templates made, and we end this the way that society thinks that things should be. You know, we are working hard on behalf and in service for humanity, and we believe that this is going to be a beautiful place. I truly believe that it's going to be in my lifetime. I sincerely hope so. Because I do feel that unless something changes, our future generations are going to struggle. It's going to be left over. And you know, how can the angels help us with this?
Well, what I've been taught is that there's divine order and divine timing in everything. And as you said earlier, we are all energy. So as we do our work, our energy emanates out to others. Now, even me, I see my children have, they're so strong and I'm so proud of them. And they are helping, not helping, but they're bringing their own personal energy to their own peer group. So I think the ripple effect, you know, we don't have to save everybody and we don't have to, I think we're doing what we're meant to be doing, and we're connecting with the young people that we're meant to be connecting with, and then they are rippling out what they learned from us. They're bringing it back to their peer group, and the ripple effect is happening anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But what's in the back of my mind, we've had an awful lot of suicides in County Galway in the last while, and I just don't know how that's going to be solved. But I know there are groups, as I said, who are being guided. So I can only trust and believe that there is a bit of a bigger picture, and that everybody is where they're meant to be, doing what they're meant to be doing, and this ripple effect takes place.
Sure. Do you have your cards with you now, Mary?
I do indeed, yeah.
Do you want to pull a couple of cards or a card or for us this evening, just to give us a nice message from the other side?
I will indeed. I'm going to use the Mermaids and Dolphins deck, not an Angel deck, because I find these are very down to earth and kind of pinpoint what's going on in people's lives.
Yep.
And choose one and see where it takes us. Just like I do. Ready, set, go.
There you go.
Now is the perfect moment to dive in and embrace your heart's desire.
Wow.
Perfect. As I said before, follow your passion, follow your curiosity, follow what's in your heart, and it will guide you to where you're meant to be. And you're ready. It's time.
Beautiful. What a beautiful message.
Yeah, I don't think we need any more. That's perfect.
Well, it's been a wonderful topic discussion tonight. I know that it's certainly intrigued me much along this journey. Because you know, there's lots of information out there. There's lots of disinformation out there also, and I love to connect with gifted individuals such as yourself. I know that we're connected on Facebook, and I do follow your YouTube channel as well, because your card readings for everybody are really very spot on, and that's
they're resonating. Yeah,
you know, it's there are lots of light workers out there doing very good work for humanity. We just have to listen to it. We need to open our ears and close our eyes. And we do need to go into a state of meditation to be able to appreciate everything that's going on, to really appreciate what's going on around us in our own little world, not in the big society, this big society's world, what's going out there. I don't particularly worry about what's going on outside my front door unless it affects my children. But, you know, the wonderful thing that I can attest to myself is that I know that my guides are with me. I know that the angels are with me. I see messages every day. I see lots of synchronicities. I see lots of magical numbers. Particularly this week has been all sevens and quadruple sevens and eights and things like this. And it gives...
Seven, you're on the right path. And eight, abundance.
Let's see.
Oh, you are.
Well, I thank you very much, Mary, for joining me this evening.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
It's been an experience for you, I know. I know that you were a little bit nervous, but we overcame that fear with you. And
I did. I brought Michael with me.
That's beautiful. I don't know what I'm going to talk about on my show next week. Next week, I'm going solo.
Right.
I am going to reconnect with Liana, and I am going to pick up on the topic of twin souls again, twin flames, and the type of work that we need to do in healing, how we heal ourselves, the type of things that we do to help heal us, and to how that affects our divine partner. And we're going to pick up on this, the types of things that we do to help others on their journey back to one, and to really help them understand that there are other things out there that can help them, and they are with us all the time.
Yeah.
So, Mary, it's been a pleasure. Speak to you very soon. Take care. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dean. Bye.
Listeners, it's been a wonderful evening. It's been a great show. Thank you for joining me here on Ask Dino Radio. I look forward to seeing you again, hearing or speaking with you next Saturday on the 21st of May. Take care. Bye-bye.